Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We had a special guest scheduled tonight. He's not answering the phone, unfortunately, so I've sent an email out to Ron Paul's people.
Handlers.
His handlers, to see what's going on.
Well, we have handlers. Ron Paul has, assistants.
He's
right?
Got people. Yeah. He's got folks that schedule things for him. And last time we had Ron Paul on, been most of a decade, it feels like, at least. It's been quite a while since we've had him here. And he picked up the phone right away last time. I confirmed the number. Definitely, it's Ron Paul's number, so he's just not at home or something else.
If anyone has some questions for him, you can probably call right now, but you're not going to be able to call when we go.
Well, that's a good idea.
That's the thing. If you call now, obviously we're not going to be able to put you on with him. And secondly, we had discussed whether or not to even put callers on with Ron, because the problem we encountered last time we had Ron Paul on was, you get ramblers. They call in and they just can't get to the point or to the question that they wanted to ask Ron. They want to tell a story, or just they can't just get to the point. So
right, but if we take the callers now, they wouldn't be on with Ron.
I guess. What I said on the air earlier was, if you got a question for Ron Paul, we will accept them via our Mastodon system over at social.freetalklive.com. That is our social media platform. And anybody who tags at FTL, which is the Free Talk Live account there, we can consider that as a question, because then you've got to be succinct, right? You got to put a question in text. You got to think about it in advance and put it there, and we will see here what is
it
said.
It would definitely be better to have people do that than, call in, because I know some of our callers, and I love our callers to death, but some of them struggle to get to the point.
Yeah. Exactly. And so that's why I wanted to change that up, just because Ron's time is valuable, right? He's a busy guy, even though he's, what did you say, 86 years old?
86 years old.
Conan?
He's probably still riding his bike around, too.
I'm sure he is, man.
That was one of my questions, actually. I was curious to
say
what his goal, because when he was running for president in 2012, he was doing, I don't know how many miles a day or whatever, riding a bike around. And it's whenever you think of a 76-year-old, because, again, that was 10 years ago now, you don't think of...
And how old is Biden?
Biden is...
Almost 80, I think.
Yeah, he's old. He's too old.
Too old.
But,
he's had his brain open too many times. You start cutting heads open, and that's... you're going to get mental problems. Mental deficiencies.
What do you mean his head was cut open?
He had an aneurysm removed twice.
Biden did?
Yeah, he had his whole head open.
Didn't Ron Paul have a minor stroke or something like that?
I think he did. There was something that happened.
But he was back to work within a few days, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that I was excited, and we are going to get him on here at some point. If it's not tonight, and by the way, I did get a response already from his booking agent, and he says he's checking on it, so we'll see if there's an update here as the show goes on. When it was reached out to me and we were invited to, hey, do you guys want to have Ron Paul on? I said, well, did he write another book? Because normally you don't get normally there's not a publicity agent reaching out to book guests unless that person's got something that they've just come out with, right? And they want to promote this thing. And it's no, he's just Ron Paul doing what Ron Paul does, which is talking about freedom all the time.
On his show, The Liberty, I think it's called The Liberty Report.
Yeah, he did mention he's got The Liberty Report, and that is a nearly daily show, by the way. So if you go to the Liberty Radio Network, it's one of the daily podcasts that we have on the Liberty Radio Network. And there's a bunch of libertarian podcasts out there in the world. There's dozens of them. I mean, LRN.FM's got maybe three dozen libertarian shows. There's more than that I just don't know about.
Oh, I'm sure there's tens of thousands.
I don't know about that, but there's probably at least
a few dozen. All it takes to have a podcast. I, I'm sure most of them aren't very good, but all it really takes to have a podcast is a $5 headset from Walmart and Audacity.
I think they're up to like 4 billion podcasters right now.
Yeah, but they're not all libertarians.
Well, I mean, but if you consider that number right there from the get-go.
4 billion?
I don't think there are 4 billion. There's not even 4 billion.
That's the planet.
Hold on. Yeah, I was going to say,
million.
There's not even 4 billion people that have access to the internet.
Just pulled a Biden. I'm walking it back. My teleprompter was grayed out for a second.
I think that's an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
That's better analogy.
Yeah. You didn't start talking about how Corn Pop was a bad dude, so you didn't pull a Biden.
I liked Corn Pop. He's a cool dude.
He seemed like an interesting character.
He started out rough, but he turned out to be a pretty cool dude. He's got kids, and he's settled down.
Who in the hell are you talking about?
Corn Pop.
Who is Corn Pop?
He's Biden's buddy.
You guys vamp. I'm told Ron Paul is at the phone, but we have no producers, so I got to dial him up.
Yeah, absolutely. So hold on. We got to get back to this Corn Pop thing. Are you talking about the same Corn Pop thing?
Exactly. Okay, I was going off the cuff, making something up. You're passing the time.
Okay, gotcha. But see, Joe Biden wasn't making something up. He was talking about some dude.
How do you know? I think he made the whole thing up. Even the little kid that was on his leg stroking his leg hairs.
There's no way he made that up, man. There's just no way.
Yeah, he probably made it up. He was probably dreaming and he was fantasizing about the little kid on his lap.
Have you seen the cartoon of that? The cartoon? Someone took that speech of Joe Biden talking about this pool experience, about how he learned about roaches and how kids love jumping on his lap and he loves kids. It is really cringy and really creepy. Someone took that and they animated it. And they made a cartoon of him with, like, little kids stroking his leg hairs and he's holding their heads underwater. It's really amusing and it's not terribly unusual. I mean, the animation is not terribly out of sync with what he's actually saying.
Yeah, isn't it called like Liberty Tunes or something?
I don't
Freedom
know.
Tunes. Freedom Tunes.
Is that?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, like 2 years ago when we first found out about Corn Pop. That was many, many years ago.
They need to do one for Corn Pop, sadly. At least not one that I saw. And I think that would have been amusing because Corn Pop is a much more interesting... I mean, the kid stroking his leg hair, that's an interesting story, but then he just rambles off about Corn Pop for 5 minutes. That's way more amusing.
All right, we're going to our expected guest. He is at the phone, at the ready, Ron Paul. Dr. Ron Paul is with us here from his home in Texas. Good evening.
Good evening. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you back on the air. I don't remember the last time we had you on, Ron. It was years ago. It might have been the 2012 campaign. It might have been 10 years. I feel like we've had you on since then at some point. But we generally don't have guests on this show. But somebody called me up from one of the guest booking services and said, "Hey, I know you guys don't like guests on Free Talk Live, but I can get you Ron Paul." And I said, "Thank you for calling. Yes, we will absolutely have Ron Paul on
the
show."
Always an exception.
Yeah, you are the exception. So welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Good to be with you. Anyway, we are Tuesday also.
Yeah, and you should be, because your time is valuable, and I appreciate you spending some of it with us tonight here and our listeners. We, of course, have a lot of questions. You know, you're a huge influence in the libertarian space. You've run 3 campaigns for president going back to 1988 and then, of course, 2008 and 2012. Many people have been brought on board with the ideas of liberty by your outreach, your actions. And the thing that I thought was so impressive, just first off, because I asked the guy that was booking you on the show, I said, "Does he have a new book or something? Like, is he promoting something?" It's like, no, Ron's just doing the thing he does for liberty, which is talk about it constantly, every chance, every opportunity. You're now 86 years old, and you're going strong.
Well, and I'm very, very grateful, you know. And it is true that my subject is the same because it was that subject that got my interest, and I had the interest before I ever ran for anything, but I didn't run for Congress because I thought, oh, boy, wouldn't it be neat to be in Congress? It was to get a message out, and I was influenced by a famous date that, if you know me, you probably have heard me mention, and that was August 15th, 1971, when the gold standard disappeared and wage and price controls came, and they ushered in this new age of massive inflation, and now we're coming to a climactic end of that system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it amazed me today when I saw in the news that the Biden administration and the White House and the Fed, they're saying, oh, we were totally caught off guard by the inflation. And of course, they're talking about inflation like it's an increase in prices. And of course, we know better than that. But even so, to think they didn't see it coming, that's an outright lie on their part.
And to blame it on Putin.
They do. I think
I don't know whether it's lying, and it could be, or whether it's just stupidity. You know, it could be a mixture of both.
Ron, stand by. We're going to bring you back here in just a moment. I'm sure listeners have questions. We got a bunch of questions. I know, Conan, you've got a really interesting one about corruption, of power corrupting. We're going to get into that with Dr. Paul.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and welcome to the program. We have a special guest on the line here. We're going to bring him back on in just a moment, but I do want to remind you, you can join us any old time you want over at freetalklive.com. We have a variety of features waiting for you there, including our social media platform, which we mentioned to you earlier over at social.freetalklive.com. That is where you can interact with Free Talk Live hosts and other listeners of the program, and you can do it without having the evil big tech corporate media hanging over your head. It's our platform. We run it on our server, and it's free for you over at social.freetalklive.com. It's a Mastodon thing, so it's connected with all the other Mastodons out there, unless they've disconnected from us, which is their choice. That's why it's called Federation. But we go back to Dr. Ron Paul. You know him. You love him. And we're grateful to have him here. Ron, thank you for spending up to the entire hour here with us. We've got a lot of questions for you. I just want to make sure you're still there. Are you with us?
I'm with you, and I'm all set.
Excellent. So it's been a decade since your last campaign for president. You retired from being a U.S. House representative after, what, a dozen terms or something like that, spending way too much time in D.C. It's most people would have gotten corrupted. Conan, you wanted to talk about the corruption issue. We know that power corrupts. How did it not corrupt Ron Paul? What was your question for Ron?
Dr. Paul, you were in Congress for, what, 16 years?
I was in three different times, so I always have to stop and think about it. I think it was about 23 total.
So a lot longer than I thought.
The last time I was in, I was for, I think it was six terms. But when I first went in, I was there for 6 years, and it wasn't my thing. I didn't think I was ever going there. That wasn't my goal. And I thought, I'm missing medicine. Mm-hmm. So I decided I'm going back to medicine. I did. I went back for 12 years, but I stayed interested. But from the very beginning, it was always gnawing at me about, you know, the liberty movement and the liberty ideas, and mainly my exposure to Austrian economics. It fascinated me, especially the monetary policy. So I was starting to speak out on that, you know, even before I decided, well, I might get a bigger audience if I run for Congress. And that of course, led to something, because my wife was worried about that. She said, what are you going to do that for? I said, what's the matter? She said, it was dangerous. She said, you probably were going to get elected. So I guaranteed her that people like me don't get elected. You know, I'm not promising that I'm going to give away. All I want to do is work for their freedom.
Right.
She says, they're going to believe you and they're going to elect you. So, and I was the cynic. I said, no, there's no way.
And it happened.
I'm out there Santa Claus.
And then again and again. But how did
I have a shorter answer, so I want to ask you real quick. You mentioned the Liberty Movement back then when you first ran for office. There wasn't really a Liberty Movement to speak of back then, was there? I mean, you were sort of the lone voice championing the cause of Liberty.
Well, yeah, it was small, but it was there. And I got exposed to it, actually, through the monetary issue in the 1960s, because that's when it was well known and it was being announced that, you know, the Bretton Woods can't be maintained. We were spending all this money. This artificial $35 an ounce won't last, and therefore I was fascinated with that. And but in that movement was where the libertarians were. Just as now they're still interested in the monetary issue and trying to protect against the evolving and disastrous effect of what's happening to the dollar. So it's still the same issue, but I think we're in a lot more danger right now. So it was that issue, and then the combination came. It was the issue of money that I talked about a lot at first, but then it was just the issue of liberty, and then I became, after I got to Washington, all I knew was I ran across these people that both sides of the aisle, all they were doing was agitating for war,
mm-hmm.
you know, and war spending and the military-industrial complex. So that, and then Bush was in office, and I don't know if you know this, but Bush was sort of a warmonger. I had a job there, and you know, during that time, you know, I gave a lot of speech on why we shouldn't go into Iraq
mm-hmm.
and into Afghanistan. Here we were in Iraq 20 years. And it's in Afghanistan for 19 years, but we're still there. That's the whole purpose. And we're still looking around for another fight. So, you know, we're up there trying to start a World War III up there in Ukraine. And then at the same time, that doesn't keep us busy enough, and we don't spend enough money. So They're trying to stir up trouble with the Chinese, so we threaten them, too. So it's perpetual war and conflict, perpetual spending, perpetual inflation, and it's not going to last. It's amazing that it's limped along this way. But the warning sign is when the average person knows that the prices are going up, they're paying their bill, that's the tax for all this, and people are now, that's the biggest issue of the day, it will be for this year's election, and that is the cost of gasoline and the cost of groceries, and that is a message, but we have to have people explaining that to us to a degree because it's not complicated. It's nothing more than a tax. It's because they're stealing the wealth from the capital that you have in order to pay the bills that have been run up for all this all these years.
Right. It's a hidden tax. Inflation is an increase in the money supply. And you kind of got into this earlier, Aria, where you pointed out that the mainstream media, the politicians, always talk about inflation as though it's just this mysterious rise in prices. And we know that that's just a symptom. And I want to talk more about the money aspect, but Conan, I don't think you ever really asked your question, right, about corruption?
One of my biggest concerns with fresh-faced politicians who are just getting into the business is this idea that power corrupts. As soon as they get in there, maybe a couple, 2 or 3 years, they're fine. You know, they're working with the liberty movement, and then you know they just kind of turn to the dark side over time. And the next thing you know, they're in some lobbyist's pocket, and you know, and their buddy politician's pockets, and they're all working together behind the scenes. And but you say you were in for 20 something years, and you seem like a pretty decent dude. And I guess my question is, you know, especially considering here in New Hampshire, we have a lot of liberty-loving, freedom-loving politicians, representatives, this being the Live Free or Die state and the home of the Free State Project. What would be your advice to these fresh politicians who are just getting into the scene? What would be your advice for them to retain their ideals, their liberty-loving ideals, and to stay corruption-free and to stay on the light side?
Okay, and I think you're alluding to the fact that some people will be talking a pretty good message and they're running for office and some will go into office. Is that the set that you're talking about?
Yeah, and there is a concept that, you know, the question is, does power corrupt or do these positions actually attract people who want that power from the get-go? So it's, you know, is it egg or chicken kind of a question?
Yeah. And that is it. That's just a truism that's been around probably throughout all of history. That is the corrupting influence, and that's why supposedly we're supposed to have a government to protect us against this government collusion and the power that they use against the people. But it doesn't happen that way. The people, especially in our system, what happened, we became so prosperous because we had more freedom than average, and they concentrated more on the wonderful abundance and forgot about talking about how we got here, and that was either at the beginning of our country or 110 years ago before we had the progressive movement. The people, you know, they assumed that it was going to be there. But I think that that's what the battle is for right now. The corruption.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. We'll continue.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A lawyer for the 2016 Clinton campaign, Michael Sussman, was acquitted on a charge of lying to the FBI in September of that year about his motives for bringing the Bureau research allegedly linking Donald Trump to Russia in the first test trial of special counsel John Durham's probe. The Senate and House are not in session this week, but that's not stopping Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, from addressing supporters in Maysville, Kentucky. McConnell touting the bipartisan infrastructure bill as an example of lawmakers working together on legislation.
I felt that the infrastructure package, which we've been trying to pass through several different presidencies and coming up short, a major infrastructure package, was good for the country.
The bill helps rebuild the nation's roads and bridges. This is USA Radio News. Soaring inflation and gas prices are a top priority in the United States. So said President Biden when opening a White House meeting with Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. Biden saying he hopes to lead a transition from a historical economic recovery to a steady growth pattern that helps families. The administration also saying none of their spending has created the inflation. Leaks are a big topic of discussion with the highest court in the land.
Supreme Court officials are ramping up their search for the traitor of the court after passing a leaked draft opinion that leans towards overturning Roe v. Wade. Officials are requiring law clerks to provide cell phone records and sign affidavits. Some clerks say they've begun exploring the concept of hiring outside counsel. The court's moves are unprecedented and will probably find who supplied Politico with the stolen draft. A timeline by the court was not provided. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you'll be able to join us here. The phones will be open once we've got Ron Paul all wrapped up and done for the night. We've got 2 full hours of regular Free Talk Live that will start at 8 o'clock at night Eastern Time. Meanwhile, we've got Ron Paul for the remainder of this hour. And, of course, you can find him online prolifically. He is still busy every single day with the Ron Paul Liberty Report. And I want to get bring Ron Paul back on with us. Dr. Paul, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us here on Free Talk Live.
Good.
So you were in the middle of answering a question that Conan asked, and he was curious about the corrupting influence of power. And Conan, you sort of asked it as though it was a question, but there have been scientific studies that have shown clearly that power corrupts human beings. And yet somehow, Dr. Paul, you avoided that, or at least from the outside, it seems as though you've avoided that pretty successfully from your multiple terms in Congress.
Whenever someone mentions, you know, well, it's impossible to get a politician who just can't be corrupted, Ron Paul is always the one I go to. Well, no, it's not impossible. It's just exceedingly rare.
Did they try to corrupt you, Ron, and how did you avoid that?
Do you have any memorable experiences, some lobbyist coming at you, some NGO coming at you and trying to influence you a certain way, and you just halted them in their tracks?
No, I always felt insulted. They would never come in and see me. So they didn't bother me, and I think that, it's one of these things that people expect him to be dishonest. You know, this case about lying to the FBI agent. Well, somebody said, well, they lied to us all the time. What's the difference? You know, it's just the same old thing. They lying to each other. You know, I think what's happened, why this is worse, I think what we're talking about you know, power corrupting. I think that was there since the beginning of time, you know, in very, very early history that concept that existed. Now, going there and not being corrupted, I never thought a whole lot about that. I just knew what I believed in and what I said I was going to do and what promises I made. But I do believe that some people have a more firm grip on something I call, you know, the higher laws, the morality of a natural law, and that is just that you shouldn't lie, cheat, kill, murder people. I mean, you shouldn't do that, and most people know that, and some people are locked into it, but other people, you know, they're totally cynic, and when they, the longer they're in Washington, the more cynical they are, and the further they drift from a natural law, that there should be some decency among people. So what they do then is they accept the fact that, oh, we don't know what is right and wrong, and that's what we're living with today. They're nihilistic, and that is what Marxism is based on, nihilism. Not only do they have trouble finding it, they don't believe it's possible to know right from wrong. Well, I happen to be one that thinks that most people know the difference, and if you don't know the difference, then you end up with what we have now, and this and the political system just breeds this attitude, and they end up with this whole thing that because it's considered treasonous, you know, in an empire. Because if the empire is based on this lies and nihilism, the one thing that they cannot stand is truth. That is what that really bothers them. You know, I had to cast a few votes when I was there by myself, and people would come and say, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And the people who wanted it, they were so annoyed by it. We want 100%. We don't want anybody dissenting. So truth, when it stands out, is very annoying, and we just don't have enough people there. But we have some. There's more than one and two or three people. It's just that you don't get to hear from them very often. But it's something that's going to be there for a long time. But I think it's a wonderful opportunity for libertarianism right now, because this system is doomed. It can't continue the way it is.
No doubt about it.
It's doomed if we follow some of the proper rules about, you know, how you should treat people. No, we could revive the beliefs that we've had in the past that made the country great.
Let's talk about one of the worst forms of corruption. You touched on it earlier, the monetary system. It's something that you've always been concerned with. It's something you've communicated very clearly on over the years. And, of course, the people in power don't want to hear anything about it. It's hard to say I told you so, but certainly if anybody can say they told you so, it was it's Dr. Ron Paul. I mean, you've been consistent on this message. You mentioned gold backing to the dollar being stripped away in the past, and just watching as inflation has just absolutely decimated people's savings and their spending power. And, you know, now you've had 10 more years of it since your campaign. Any just thoughts on how things are going with the dollar and alternatives like gold, perhaps? I know you are a brand ambassador for the Birch Gold Group. Is that right?
That is correct. And it fits in quite well, because I do think that gold is one of the things that you can protect yourself from when the conditions are bad. And the conditions are bad. We don't have sound money. And that is exactly what I've been doing, from the very beginning, even before 1971. Well, before 1975, we weren't even allowed to own gold in this country. That's how strange and terrible it was. So companies like Birch can provide this, some help and actually advice on how to handle it, because there's different ways to invest in gold and protect it. Everybody has a different idea, and they should, on how you plan for your survival. Some people tend to think you should move to New Hampshire and everything will be okay.
Yeah. Well, not everything, but it's a good step.
Moving to New Hampshire and having gold and cryptocurrency, that's
right.
A good plan.
Right.
Dr. Paul, you mentioned earlier, you know, that one shouldn't lie, cheat, steal, or kill. And I love pointing out, these are things we learn in kindergarten, right? Don't hit people. Don't take their stuff. Be honest. But somewhere along the way, from rising from, you know, kindergarten to adulthood, the average person seems to forget those rules. And they become okay with massive amounts of lying, stealing, and killing when it's orchestrated by the government. As far as I can tell, libertarianism is just the idea that we have to remind these people that they should behave as well as kindergartners. Do you have a...
Yeah, I think you're touching on something that I think is true, is that when the government becomes nihilistic, they don't believe in truth, they don't believe in the conditions that you've just described, that the people themselves, you know, they learn from that. Then if you look at government schools contribute a lot, you know, to this too. And so there is an atmosphere now of the competition. There's still a lot of people in this country. Matter of fact, I think the majority of the American people are still, you know, if you ask them, do you think you have a right to take a car from your neighbor because they have two and you don't have any? Most Americans are going to say, no, that isn't the case. But, you know, I think the rule that I keep telling myself about and telling people to look at is Basquiat's rule, you know, in the law. And the rule is that if you and I can't do it, and the governments are always telling us you can't do this, and you shouldn't steal, or we're going to put you in jail, and don't lie to the FBI, or, you know, all this stuff. But they don't apply it to themselves. So the government, and this creates a havoc. It destroys liberty for everybody. It destroys the economy. And the dishonesty in the monetary system is destined to make a lot of people poorer. I've always argued the case that if you live beyond your means as an individual or as a country, you must live beneath your means after you want to, you know, achieve the recovery. And now it's just being recognized that those rules are coming about because people are starting to live beneath their means. And believe me, I think if you're looking at how much cleansing of this mess we have, I would say we're 10% into the correction. And that means that we as libertarians have a big message. I think having a radio show like you have and getting a message out is one of the most important things you do. You say, well, we know how many listeners we have. You don't know how many people you have that you've influenced. I'm surprised, you know, that every once in a while I've been speaking to people that, you know, I talked to them during the Libertarian campaign of 1988, and they say, well, you influenced me back there. It's out there. I see the whole mess that we're talking about, whether it's a monetary issue or morality. It depends on people, you know, following the rules and understanding and the importance of liberty.
Ron
and,
Paul, stand by. We're going to continue here in just a moment. This is...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia. Excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and we have Dr. Ron Paul on the air with us here, and he has been so gracious as to spend the entire hour of the show here, the first hour, with us. If you want to get on the air, then stand by. We will get back to our normal format, which is open phones every single night of the year, pretty much over here at freetalklive.com. That's where you can go learn more about us. By the way, coming up here in just a few weeks, ForkFest is happening in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's June 27th through July 3rd. It's the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is a great excuse to come on up and check out New Hampshire, where you can be with thousands of like-minded, freedom-loving people all year round. ForkFest is a great excuse to come spend Independence Day with like-minded folks. So go to ForkFest.party to learn more about that. Again, June 27th through July 3rd. There are no tickets. It's a decentralized camping event. You get your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground, July 27th through July 3rd. Go to ForkFest.party to learn more. Dr. Ron Paul is back here with us. Ron, thanks for staying with us this whole hour. I appreciate it.
Good thing.
So let's see. I had another question for you here. We've talked a little bit about monetary corruption, which, of course, you know, getting out of the dollar is an important solution. You mentioned you think we're only 10% into what could be a, you know, this ongoing correction that's going on, and that means that things are going to get 90% worse. So definitely beware of that.
Go ahead.
No, please. If you had more to say.
Well, you know, the disparity in the length will depend on, you know, what government does. But
sure.
The betting I'm making is that the government will not make things better very soon. They're going to make things much worse because they were unhappy a couple of years ago, and they put in a new president, and he hasn't helped us a whole lot so far.
Mm-mm.
So the hole is much deeper than it was. So if you look at the amount of debt and the amount of malinvestment that has existed, and the amount of regulations that have been written to reverse that, to get people back in a productive arena, that's a big job. And right now, it's very, very difficult because there's a lot of money out there that has not been used for productive efforts. The money has actually made a few number of people, mainly on the very wealthy side, much richer.
Mm-hmm.
But the middle class pays the bills, and the poor get poorer. And there's a lot of way to go because there's so much debt. People don't talk a whole lot about the debt. The conservatives do once in a while, but they don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at Schumer and McConnell, they're pretty good friends. And
sure.
They don't really have two different philosophies. There are some differences. You can't say there aren't any. But basically on the big stuff, whether it's monetizing debt, whether it's the warmongering going on, whether it's the taxation that they have to do either directly or indirectly because the inflation is a tax, and that's the way you pay your bills. And we get rid of the debt. We have to liquidate the debt. There's only two ways you can do it. Work harder and pay it off, like an individual might have to. But governments never do that. They pay it off by just printing more money. And if they owe $100, they'll get you $100, but it's only worth $10. So there's a lot of that, and you don't know how long it's going to last or how it will react. But I'm not very optimistic about working our way out of it. I'm more optimistic on what's happening in the libertarian movement and reaching out to people. And I think the ideas have consequences. And I spoke to a lot of college kids, during the two presidential elections, and everybody said, well, they're lost causes. But the ones I met really weren't. I was very pleased. Even though the people who are making the noise, the people who are demonstrating, they're not going to be libertarians. But besides, it's not a numbers game. It's just getting the right kind of people in the right places so that the libertarian message, people are in a position where they can spread a message like having a good radio program.
Well, thank you for that, Ron.
That's what really counts.
I agree with that. Communication is very important. We've been doing it for two decades now here on Free Talk Live. We're on over 190 radio stations across the week. But I wanted to actually ask you about beyond what, because we know the individual can do things to prepare for what is happening and what is coming. You are a big advocate of gold, precious metals, with the Birch Gold Group, and we love cryptocurrency. We love gold and silver here on Free Talk Live.
I wanted to ask if you had heard about the gold back.
We could get into that, but I want to get into something more specific about solutions for people. Because I agree with you, the federal government isn't going to go in a more pro-freedom direction. We're seeing a lot of talk nationwide, and especially in the last year or so, about a national divorce, about people going their separate ways. We're actually seeing people migrating right now, especially after all the COVID regulations and crackdowns. We're seeing people, maybe conservatives are leaving California and New York and moving to Florida and Texas. We're seeing people that want to be in more liberal places move into the West Coast. We're seeing libertarians migrating to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You've endorsed the Free State Project in the past. That is definitely, I've seen video clips of it. I think you spoke a long time ago at the Free State Project event back in 2008 or 2009, the Liberty Forum, to a huge crowd. And just to give you a quick update, because I don't know how much you pay attention, there are now approximately 40 state representatives here in New Hampshire that are Free Staters, Ron, and that's about 10%. So we've got a 400-person state house here, which is the largest in the country, as you probably know. So we've got about 10% already, and it's pretty early on. This year we had a historic occasion where there was actually a constitutional amendment proposed to let the people of New Hampshire vote on declaring peaceful independence from the United States. And I just want to hear your thoughts on peaceful secession.
Well, this is all good news, and this is where the fight should be. Sure, we should have a haven. We should have a place to go. We should have, you know, gold and silver. We should be able to take care of ourselves. We should know where our friends are. We should have a way of defending our family financially and physically. But ultimately, you know, I will talk to a lot of investment groups, and they're interested in investment, how I'm going to build my portfolio and spend their time doing that. And I said, that's all right and good, and you should. And the more the merrier, the more the people are protected, the better off we are. But really, the investment of time and energy and what you really have to invest in is the cause of liberty, because a lot of people still are a little bit confused. I get encouraged from something Leonard Reed taught me many years ago. He says, don't sweat this thing about, well, we still don't have 51% of the people so that we can control the elections and that stuff. Well, I don't even think about that anymore. I think about people in leadership positions. And now, you know, there are some people on radio and the different talk shows. And I was very optimistic when the Internet came out. Then I sort of thought, holy man, that looks like they're going to be able to control that. But right now, you are announcing that you have a vehicle that you can get around with the corruption and the social media. So I think technology, I always thought the libertarians would lead the charge of overcoming the technology that will the government is going to want to control. So that to me is good news. But it's the ideas that make all the difference in the world, and that to me is the most important investment that all of us make, even though we should do all the other things, but buying gold and having land if you can. Some people have a haven in South America and all that, and that's up to the individual, just the individuals to do it. Besides, New Hampshire is a lot closer than South America.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Do you think secession's inevitable?
Secession, No, I don't think it is. I think, well, it depends on how you describe it. If you want to, if you're thinking that you know that there's total breakdown and total chaos, that's a form of secession because people have been neutralized. But to go through formal secession and get people to vote for it, I don't think that's going to happen. But I think you've indicated that people have already taken advantage of the laws that. And the rights that we still have, because people are moving, that's the best vote you can cast.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't think you're going to, at least in the near future, we're not going to see it eventually. I guess the country will break up because all empires end, and that's why it comes. It occurs when the country gets so big they get overextended overseas and they run up the deficits too far at home, and the welfare state and the special interest groups finally get overburdened and the people do rebel, and then who knows what will come of it. And I keep thinking what we need are as many people as possible when that time comes, because I do not believe we'll prevent it from coming. It'll be total chaos, so you want to know where your friends are, and then that's when you have to start rebuilding and have a better system. But that could come in a couple months, or it could come in a couple decades.
Yeah, you never know.
That is not known.
I really like the way you look at it, though, where that, you know, you can invest in gold and silver and cryptocurrency and all this, but the best investment that one can make is in the ideas of liberty.
And to have a community that you can count on that's there physically nearby you, which, of course, the Free State Project is unmatched in that area. Dr. Paul, thank you so much for spending this whole hour with us here tonight, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. And again, check out Ron Paul's Liberty Report. It's almost every single day. I think it's every weekday.
Yes, it is, and YouTube channel is on there, but the website is
Ron Paul Liberty Report. Thanks, Ron.
All right, thank you.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.